Schoenberg didn't shy away from the difficulty of what he was asking from himself, or his performers, or his listeners. In 1931, he gave a passionately detailed and revealing talk about his orchestral variations, Opus 31, for German radio.
Ich befinde mich in einer Minderheit, nicht nur gegenüber den Freunden leichter Musik.
Schoenberg starts off, and remember just how early this is in the history of radio, let alone 12-tone music. The BBC wasn't even 10 years old in 1931, by acknowledging that his musical discoveries put him in a minority. But in a brilliant and rightly immodest analogy, he compares himself to those pioneers of aviation and polar exploration. I stand not only in opposition to devotees of lighter music, but also against those who prefer serious music, Schoenberg says. It's unthinkable to show hostility towards those heroes who dared fly over the ocean or to the North Pole. Their achievement is immediately obvious to everyone. But even though experience has shown that many pathfinders have been on a clear, well-conceived course, while others still took them for half-crazed wanderers, thus, the hostility of the majority, Schoenberg says, always turns against those who forge ahead into the unknown regions of the intellectual realm. Schoenberg, musical aviator, fearless lone expeditioner to those parts of the uncharted musical map where there were formerly monsters. What follows in his talk is a magnificently illuminating defence of his variations, in which he cites previous examples of pieces by Verdi, Puccini, and especially Brahms that were also thought to be variously incomprehensible or unperformable when they were new. Schoenberg's variations, according to him, create a balance between hard-crafted invention and audibly graspable musical processes.
Vergleichen wir sie mit der ersten Phrase. Man kann erkennen, dass sie nur verkürzt ist.
He makes this all crystal clear for his listeners, outlining the relationship between the 12-note tune, this is a serial piece composed according to his new method, and its 9 variations and finale. And acknowledging the complexity of what he achieves in this music, he admits this difference from many previous kinds of composing. I vary material incessantly, he says. I repeat almost nothing that is unaltered, jump quickly to quite remote variations, and take it for granted that an educated listener will be able to work out the intervening stages for himself. I know that this only sets me up for disappointments, but it seems that the task that is placed before me will allow for no other way to present my ideas. Later on, in 1947, Schoenberg wrote that he wanted, more than anything else, to be known as a better sort of Tchaikovsky, whose tunes people would whistle in the street. And after hearing his talk, you too will be able to whistle Schoenberg's theme, I promise. And as Nuria Schoenberg, Arnold's daughter, told me in an interview, she remembers as one of the most moving nights of her musical life a concert at La Scala in Milan in which Daniel Barenboim introduced and conducted her dad's orchestral variations. After the concert, she heard people in the audience doing exactly what her father so wanted them to, singing his 12-note tunes.